AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The defense is rested in Delaware in the federal gun trial of President Biden's son, Hunter,
who's accused of lying about his drug use when he bought a gun in 2018. First Lady Jill Biden was seated in the front row of the courtroom with other family members. The defense rested without calling Hunter Biden to the witness stand. Defendants are not required to testify and often advised not to because it opens them up to grilling by prosecutors on cross-exam. He's pleaded not guilty and accused the Justice Department of bending to political pressure from former President Trump and other Republicans to bring the gun case and separate tax charges after a deal with prosecutors fell apart last year. I'm Julie Walker.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has returned to the Middle East in hopes a deal can be reached on a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas.
The only party that has not accepted, the only party that's not said yes, is Hamas. That's who everyone's sitting on. That's who the Palestinians in Gaza are waiting on. It's who the Israelis are waiting on. It's who the hostages and the hostage families are waiting on.
Benny Gantz, a centrist member of the Israeli three-man war cabinet, has announced he's resigning, accusing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of mismanaging the war effort and putting his own political survival over the country's security needs. A senior official says Ukraine may keep some of the F-16 fighter jets it's set to receive from Western allies at foreign bases to protect them from Russia. Belgium, Denmark, the Netherlands, and Norway have committed to provide Ukraine with over 60 U.S.-made F-16 fighter jets to help fend off Russian attacks. Ukrainian pilots are currently undergoing training. The Supreme Court says it will consider shutting down a multi-billion-dollar class-action investors lawsuit accusing Facebook parent Meta stemming from the privacy scandal involving the Cambridge Analytica political consulting firm. This is AP News. A judge who once represented Planned Parenthood has entered the race for a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Here's the AP's Jennifer King.
Dane County Circuit Judge Susan Crawford launched her campaign today. Conservative Waukesha County Circuit Judge Brad Schimmel began his campaign 6 months ago. Crawford and Schimmel are the only announced candidates so far running to succeed a liberal justice, Ann Walsh Bradley, who announced in April she will retire. Bradley says it's time to pass the torch after serving on the court since 1995. Schimmel is a Trump Republican, a former state attorney general who opposes abortion. The court was flipped from conservative control for the first time in 15 years last April with the election of Janet Protasiewicz. The election coming up next April puts the court's 4-3 liberal majority back on the line. Abortion was a key issue in Protasiewicz's race. The court has made several key rulings, including a December decision that overturned Republican-drawn maps of the state's legislative districts. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.